Again, this brother Gus's appointment, and we're happy, always happy to hear him preach, and these other brethren too. And after I've made a few remarks, just briefly from the book of Esther, we're going to ask Elder Herring to lead us in our morning prayer. Throughout all the Bible, you find important women that have taken prominent places throughout the scripture. Now, you ladies don't have the authority to preach, don't misunderstand me, nor to teach in the congregation. But you do have a vital role in the kingdom of God. And don't forget that. You don't get near the credit that you deserve for sustaining so many things in God's kingdom. I know of churches right now that exist because of the faithfulness of sisters in the church. And I can talk to you all day about places that exist right now because of that, and have existed during all my life. But you are very important in the kingdom of God, and you have been very important in the history of Bible continuance, and I hope that you'll remember that. People like Ruth, you find others in the New Testament like Lydia, and the list could go on and on and on, and I'll not belabor that point. But it's always intrigued me during the study of the scripture about the women of the Old Testament. And a lady by the name of Esther in the Old Testament is one of the most outstanding figures that you will find and study about. It's a brief chapter, and it's a time when God's people were in deep trouble. But you'll always find that when God's people seem to be in trouble, the Lord, in His divine purpose, always sends a deliverer.
Yeah.
That's never broken. That rule is never broken throughout all the Bible. And this example in the book of Esther is no different than the other. When God's people were in Egypt, God sent a deliverer. When God's people had been in bondage time and time again, God sent deliverers like Nehemiah and Amos. And the list is almost endless. And when you begin to study about Ruth and then begin to study about the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, who do you find? Little Ruth in that lineage. But here in the book of Esther, for one moment, a time has come when the people of God have been in bondage under a wicked king. They have suffered in a great way. And one of the great men of this book is named Mordecai. And Mordecai comes to the point when he sees the people of Israel in great need, and rather than going in any other direction, he asked a woman by the name of Esther for help. Esther. Now remember, God is not only a God in front of things, but you remember God works behind the scenes. That rule's never broken. The Bible tells us that Mordecai said to Esther, in Mordecai 4 and 13, or in Esther 4 and 13, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the other Jews." And remember what he's telling her is, he says, now, you're going to go. And he said, as you go, you remember that There are those that will come before the king and they will die except he who is touched by his scepter. And Esther, the determinate woman that she was, said, if I perish, I perish.
Yeah.
But I'll go.
Yeah.
For if thou altogether, says Mordecai, holdest thou peace at this time, then there shall enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Even if you don't do this, deliverance will come. That's the kind of faith that old brother Mordecai had. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. But who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for a time such as this? Now you remember that. Who knows but what you're here? We don't know, but the fact is that you're here and for a time such as this. I've always said, and I still believe today, and I preach it stronger than some of our brethren does, I realize that. But I believe what God does for a purpose.
Yeah.
What God permits or suffers, he does for a purpose. That on the other side of that, he shows his glory and the deliverance of those whom he intends to deliver. He did that with Israel time and time again. And I'm convinced today that to the faithful in Christ, to the church of God, God has promised a deliverance in time and in eternity. The church in time will exist till the Lord comes again. And then the Bible tells us, when thou hast delivered up the kingdom, not going to come back and stay, but he's going to deliver it up.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And so today, who knows but what God sends us through this tribulation, and I believe he does, to burn away the dross, and on the other side, be a better vessel for a time such as this. May God bless you as our prayer. Brother Virgin, would you lead us in our prayer?